One-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Live from Bongo Java at Omni Nashville. For the next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue gets up close and personal with those making the news and those reporting it. Also brought to you by the Southern Steak and Oyster, Gary Force Acura, the Nashville Predators, Toots Restaurants, and Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and more. Now, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome in hour number two of our Saturday morning broadcast block right here, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. And our guest this morning, I still consider him one of our own, although he went to Lexington to work for the University of Kentucky and was there for quite a while, and 12 years, I believe, as a matter of fact. Now in his second season as the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Neil Price. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Greg. Good to see you.
Good to see you again, man.
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah, and we were talking, I guess, yesterday or day before. Our Mississippi State connection was when you were doing MTSU baseball as your career was starting out, and they play. How ironic that they played in the NCAA regional in Starkville, where you're now the voice. And I was down there, and I think it was Tony Stinnett maybe covering the team at the time, or Adam Sparks maybe, or whatever it was. But it was like 138 degrees.
It was hot.
And I remember both of us just drenched.
Yeah, and I can walk outside now, the humidity, the way it is down there, and just start sweating, breathing, you know. But if I remember, State played Mississippi State in the opening game of that regional. Middle Tennessee
right.
played Mississippi State in the opening game of that regional, and Paul Mahalam pitched for Mississippi State, and I think he struck out 10 guys. I mean, he was unbelievable and went on to have a long major league career. And then I think Middle played Missouri in the second game.
You got a better memory than me.
I think, because I think North Carolina beat Mizzou,
yeah.
And then North Carolina wound up beating State and won that regional and got out that year. And then the next year, we wound up in Athens, played Clemson and Georgia, I think, down there in two games. So it was a good time. You know, when I was in school at Middle, Coach Peterson had it going really, really strong in baseball. And he and Ian and McGuire and Kevin Arminio was a pitching coach at that time. It was a blast, and they were fun to be around. And that's kind of how I cut my teeth. First on-air experience I had when I was in college there. I'd come to Middle in January of 2002 to finish my degree. I think I was the PA announcer for Middle Tennessee softball when I got there that semester. Diane Turnham gave me a job doing Middle Tennessee softball games. And then they needed someone to go to the Sun Belt baseball tournament. Ryan Simmons was doing the games.
Yeah, Ryan, living in Springfield, Missouri these days.
Ryan was doing the games, and he was also the team SID at that point. But, you know how it is. When you're the SID, you've got to take pictures, you've got to write a story, you got to do all these things.
Yeah, you got to work.
Yeah, you got to work. And it was hard for Ryan to do all that and do the game. So we Chip Walters, who was – my biggest advocate other than Diane when I was at Middle, Chip said, hey, we need somebody to go and help Ryan do half the game so he can go do all the media relations duties at Sunbelt tournament. So he said, do you want to go? And of course I'm like, yeah, I want to go. So they rented I think it was a Chrysler van from a rental car place there in Murfreesboro, and I had never been to Mobile, Alabama, where the tournament was. And I said, how do I get there? And Chip said, get in the van, get on 65, and drive till you hit water. When
yeah.
you hit water, you're there. If you get to the big boat with guns pointed at you, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
So I drove down there, and I did half the game. Ryan would do the first half of the game. I'd do the second half so he could go and do all the media relations duties. And that's kind of how it started. The next year, I started doing the games, and it was great. And then Tim Tackett and Murphy Fair did the women's games at Middle when I first got to school. And Tim got a job as a principal at Oakland High School, and he had to bow out. So when he and Murphy stepped away from doing the games, they moved me in, and I started doing the women's games. And Stephanie Smith got them in the tournament in back-to-back years. They beat North Carolina at Notre Dame in a 4-13 game in the NCAA tournament 1 year. I had a lot of great memories associated with that, and a lot of great experience. You know, I mean, I'm where I'm at today because people like Chip and Diane Turnham and Boots Donnelly had enough faith in me to put me on the air at, you know, at that point, 20 years old, I guess, and let me do it, and left me alone, and it was great.
Neil Price, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and yeah, I was going to do the bio part of the way, but we're going to stick with this line right now, and we'll start talking about all the stuff that's going on at Mississippi State. And oh, by the way, this is a cowboy-free zone. I mean, a cowbell. I can't even do the joke right. It's a cowbell-free zone.
It's basketball season. We don't use them in basketball.
I don't know if you got one.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six or seven.
Wow. Let me just start right there. Neil Price is our guest. Where are you from, Neil? Because I know you said you came to MTSU to complete your degree.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from East Tennessee. So I grew up in a town called Morristown, about 45 minutes northeast of Knoxville. And the way I describe it to people, I ask, have you ever heard of Knoxville? And everybody's heard of Knoxville. And I say, have you ever heard of Bristol? And everybody's heard of Bristol. I said, well, draw a line between those two, and Morristown's right in the middle. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Just above the terminus of Interstate, or the beginning of Interstate 81, or the terminus of 81, depending on which way you're going. And it's a great little town of about probably 37,000 people. That's in Hamlin County, which is the second smallest county of the 95 in Tennessee, but the second most densely populated.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I've been to Morristown.
Yeah.
It's not sparsely populated by any stretch.
But I grew up there, went to East High School and Walter State Community College, and did junior college basketball on the radio. I grew up, my first radio job was at WCRK in Morristown, 5,000 watt AM station. When I started, it was a daytimer, and now it's been 24 hours for a long time now. But we used to joke.
Yeah, let me joke. Is Bobby Raider from there? Where's he from?
Bobby is from Greenville,
okay,
which is a little bit further northeast.
Right, okay.
But Bobby worked at, when I was growing up, Bobby worked at WMTN and WAZI, which were the competing stations on the other side of Morristown. And I know Bobby well. I've known Bobby for a long time. But I worked at WCRK. So WCRK was the only station in the Cherokee Broadcasting Company, CRK. We joked that WCRK stood for We Can't Reach Knoxville. And WMTN was Morristown, City of License.
Yeah.
So we said that means we might try Newport, because they were 5,000 watts a day and they were 13 watts at night.
Uh-huh.
And I had great fun doing it. I was 15. My first job was to go in on Sunday mornings, and I worked from 5 a.m. to noon. And basically got the pastors in and out of shows, read the news a couple of times, and played music. That's how all of us, I think, started. And then I graduated to filling in morning and afternoon drive, and eventually doing some sports and getting to go cover the guys I was friends with in high school. I was a terrible athlete. I got to go cover the guys that I was friends with in high school. And that's when I really started to kind of build the foundation for the career. And then I got to Walter State and got to do the basketball games. So, and they had good teams. So I was doing two games a night, every Wednesday, every Saturday. Well, I'm 18. I mean, no one else at 18 years old was getting reps like that. So by the time I got to middle to finish my degree, I had a pretty big body of work to build off of, and I wasn't as green as maybe a lot of people thought, and it helped a lot. And then, obviously, was at middle and finished my degree in 2003, and lacked 3 hours of having a master's from middle, but the University of Kentucky had a job I needed 3 more hours to graduate, and it was, do you stay and take the 3 hours, or do you go work in the SEC? And to me, it was, you can't pass on the opportunity. So in 2005, I went to Lexington.
To do women's basketball and baseball. Yeah. Right, at the University of Kentucky, 12 years there. Neil Price is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter, at Hale State Voice. Neil Price with us. Also, you have to have the pipes, okay? You I don't care how much you work. You sound like you're Squeaky Fromm on there or somebody. Wow, that's a hell of an end. Phyllis Diller. I mean, you got to have the pipes. And the first time I heard you doing those, you know, because I was executive sports editor of the DNJ at the time, you were doing those. First time I heard you, I go, it's a natural. You've got to have the voice first.
Well, it's kind of you to say that. I tell people all the time, and it's true, some of this is exaggerated. In this setting, it's appropriate for me to speak in this manner.
Properly.
Yeah, properly. when we're just sitting around and there are no microphones or headsets present, the East Tennessee comes back out. And I think that's important. It's not two different people, but it's two personalities, certainly. And I just think in some respects there's a bit of acting that goes into doing this job, and when the switch comes on, it's time for me to kind of play that role for a little while, you know, 3-4 hours, and that's okay, you know, but I enjoy it. I can't think of anything else that I would rather do in my life, and how I've been able to get to this point. At this stage of life, I get up and thank God every day because I have no clue. I'm doing so much better than I deserve, and it's wonderful. You get to get up every day and say you're living the dream.
Well, and actually, as you've gone through this, Neil Price, he's the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, with us here one-on-one with the Greg Pogue, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, that site. It's called a reset. You knew pretty much early on what you wanted to do, right? I mean, as I'm hearing this, I mean, yeah. And so you said you've laid that foundation, but it was something that didn't fall in your lap necessarily, that you had to reach for each step of the way.
I can point to one day.
Okay.
I can point to one day when I knew I was going to be a lawyer. Okay. That was my career path. I grew up with a kid named Justin Brewer, and Justin's dad was an attorney in Morristown. And our families got together for holidays. And they had this beautiful two-story farmhouse out in Russellville, out past where I grew up in the county. And I thought, man, this is living right here. This is great. So if you've got to be a lawyer to do this, that's what I need to do. Ben Matlock was big on television when I was younger. So I thought, okay, I like Ben Matlock. I can wear a seersucker suit, and I can walk around a courtroom, and I can nail somebody every day, and it'll be great, you know. Then I took comm law in college, and I said, I'm really glad I decided against it. But the day, I can't remember the exact date, my dad and I were driving between Morristown and Newport on a fall Saturday, and we're listening to a Tennessee football game. And I remember listening to John Ward and Bill Anderson, and particularly John Ward, and thinking, that's what I want to do. Because this guy, A, gets a free ticket to the game. He gets to sit indoors. He gets to go with the team on the road on a charter airplane or a bus, or as found out later in basketball, and at Bailoff's RV. And he could run for governor and probably win in a landslide. He was immensely popular. And that was the day I knew, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what John Ward does.
How old were you then?
I was in the seventh grade.
Okay.
It was the fall of my seventh grade year. And I just started pursuing it. So I went to the principal at our middle school, Glenn Knipe, and I said, I'd like to do the public address. I'd like to introduce the starting lineups for basketball games. Can I do that? I'll come every night. And he said, sure. And I started out doing that. That got the high school principal's attention, Jerry Williams. When I went to high school, at East High School, Mr. Williams said, we want you to do PA for our football games and our basketball games. And I took that a step further and did football, basketball, did PA for the wrestling matches, the soccer games, the baseball games, anything they'd let me do. And then that opened the door at the radio station at 15. Yeah. So, it, you know, but it all goes back to that one day, and it goes back to John Ward, because John Ward was so good at his job that he could draw you in with the way he painted a picture, passionate, precise. You could tell he was prepared. You just hung on every word. And I said, yeah, I want to be that guy. And that's where we've been. That's the example we've been chasing ever since.
Voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs football, men's basketball in town to play the Commodores tonight at 7:30. Follow Neil Price on Twitter at Hail State Voice. And I'm about ready to do a spot. I do three of these.
And this spot that you're about to do is for one of my favorite places in the entire world. I can't tell you how many Tuesdays at lunch I spent at this place when I was living in Murfreesboro.
Obviously, Toots.
Good food and fun.
I knew he could do it. Good food and fun. That's the Toots.com. Of course, Wade Hayes.
Oh, yeah. Wade's a great guy.
Yeah, all three of the locations.
He's got three now. He had one when I was there.
Well, and he's in that Blackman area we were talking about off the air earlier, just the growth of this whole area. But Rutherford County, that Blackman area, he's building one out there as well. So
I would go to Toots when I was in college. Every Tuesday, get a chicken finger basket and French fries. That was the special.
For $3.99.
And an iced tea. And I'd sit right there on that kind of sun porch on the front that looked out onto Broad Street. Is that Broad Street? Church Street?
Yeah, no, it's Broad Street. Yeah.
Looked right out there. And we used to do, I think the first year I was at Middle that I was helping do stuff on radio, we did coaches shows at Toots.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Toots.com. I don't even need to do the spot or anything yet, but I got one I got to do a little bit later on. I'm going to have some fun with you. I got something here for you. Oh, here it is. A bottle of just taking you back home.
Wing sauce.
Toots wing sauce.
Yeah.
There you go.
They do the wings the right way, too.
Oh, yeah. That's usually what I do in that first break since you commandeered it.
The wings are good. The burgers are good. But go Tuesday and get the chicken finger basket. And they'll even toss it in this wing sauce for you if you want. They'll
every day they have a different special. Like Saturdays, today's the ribs on Saturday.
Those are good, too.
Yeah, the half rack or the full rack. Let's take a break, and I'll go ahead and get Neil the copy for the next Toots spot coming on. Hey, Jonathan, do me a favor. That entire Toots thing, block that out. Email that to me, and I'll email it to Wade Hayes.
He'll do that.
He'll get a kick out of that. Jonathan, do me that for me. He's a good man, Jonathan, back there. Crazy Charlie here, he's a good man, too. As a matter of fact, Predneck Nation is already out there. I should have already promoted that. Of course, the Preds are in town tonight against the Panthers after that butt-whipping by the Jets Thursday night. Predneck Nation, you can go to WNSR.com, all the social media platforms to find that as well. We'll take a break. More with Neil Price when we come back right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldhall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldhall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Coldhall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com. Or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Coldhall, the coldest team in town.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, Greg Pogue, your host, Crazy Charlie. As always, producing on site, Jonathan Najjar back in the palatial studios. Actually, we have the really, really nice studios over in Metro Center. Neil, you need to come by and say hello to us. Neil Price, he is our guest this morning, 101 with Greg Pogue, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And what a week. Let's just go back after the loss to Ole Miss last Saturday at home, and we'll talk about those emotions with Kermit Davis coming in and all of that. But I think if you're looking at it, a very important game was that win over Florida Tuesday down at the Hump to follow it. Because, you know, after that loss, Florida's awful good, and traditionally State struggled with Florida. It's one of those things. But Quindary Weatherspoon with his 38th games winning shot or whatever. I mean,
fifth.
Of course, a bunch of them. But that was a big win coming out of that Ole Miss loss.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing: I don't believe there are going to be a ton of lopsided games in the SEC this year. It's a really balanced league, and Tennessee is kind of on that verge of maybe separating itself from the pack with the way that they have played, but everyone else has kind of been neck and neck, you know, and for State to go out and win that game after it had lost two close games by, I think, a total of 10 or 11 points, you know, says a lot about their resolve. And they'll have another tough test tonight because here's Vanderbilt 0-4 for the first time in program history in the SEC. They're going to be hungry. There may be as talented a group of players as Coach Drew has had since he's been here, and they're playing on their home floor, and it's the start of a really tough stretch for both of them. So both teams are going to want to get a win in a big way tonight, knowing what lies ahead for them.
Well, 10 years ago, you know, just ballpark 10 years ago, the late Mike Slive, the commissioner, said, okay, basketball, get it together. Okay, well, that meant scheduling. That meant, obviously, emphasis on facilities. But the coaching in this league right now, man, when you go, just as you mentioned, you got Rick Barnes, Bryce Drew, you got Tom Crean now.
Ben Howland.
Ben Howland. I was getting to him. Yeah. What's it like working with Ben Howland? I've never been around him much. It seems like he's one of those – he's a no-nonsense guy that can laugh. Does that make sense? Because every time I see him, he's got a scowl on his face. I mean, obviously the things that he's done every step of the way, UCLA, Pittsburgh, and Mississippi State, what he's doing now, what, 24th in the country, I believe, in the latest AP poll. What's it like working with him?
He's a really nice man. And clearly he understands the game and knows how to coach it. I mean, he went to three straight Final Fours, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, your description's not that far off. He is no nonsense. He's all business, as most guys are, I think, when it's time to work. But occasionally he will smile and he'll joke with you on occasion. But it's been great. You know, I mean, that was the thing. Here's the way I look at jobs, okay? And this is really overthinking it. The thing you do as the announcer, the people you're going to interact with the most are going to be the coaches and the players, right? So I'm not so interested in the size of a city or the history. Have they won a lot? Or have they, have they been a bottom dweller in a league? What, I'm not so interested in that. The thing I want to know more than anything is, tell me about your coaches, because I'm going to have to work with these folks every day. And, I got great reviews on Ben Howland and Dan Mullen the first year that I was at State. And Joe Moorhead now, who's a football coach there, has been fantastic. So I'm really fortunate in that regard, that these guys understand I'm doing a job, and they're very gracious about it, and Coach Howland's no exception to that. And I just sit there and think someday. Again, I told you I'm doing far better than I deserve. I do the games with Richard Williams, who coached in a Final Four at State.
Tell him I said, oh, what a great guy. Yeah, Richard Williams.
But I do the games with Richard Williams, and I get to work with Ben Howland. There are two guys who have been to four Final Fours between them, and I'm just the mule in the Kentucky Derby sitting in between them here during the postgame show. So it's great.
You reminded me, and Charlie probably cringed when you said that, one of my old sayings that, no jockey ever won the Kentucky Derby riding a mule.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how good that jockey is, you got to get the players.
I'll tell you, the first time I used that line, I was in Lexington, and this would have been near the end of 2000. No, I'm sorry. Not 2000. Would have been near the end, I think, of 2009. And there's going to be a game on New Year's Day between Kentucky's basketball team and Florida International at Rupp Arena. So Tom's going to be doing football.
Tom Leach.
Yeah, so Kentucky's in a bowl game that year, playing Florida State, I think. And they need somebody to do the basketball game. So they come to me and said, we're thinking about plugging you in with Mike Pratt to do the game. And I'm just like, yes. I'm going to get to do, Kentucky won more games than any team in the history of NCAA. I'm going to get to do a Kentucky basketball game. This is going to be awesome. Well, we're vetting a couple other candidates, but you're in the mix. So Jerry Tipton, who's the Kentucky beat writer for the Lexington Herald Leader, Jerry comes over and wants a quote, just what I think about it. And he goes, I know you're in, they're discussing who they're going to bring in, but you're one of the people, and I just want to know what it'd mean to you. And I said, well, the other two guys are Ralph Hacker, who did the games at Kentucky after Kaywood, did the games with Kaywood, and Marty Brenneman. I said, so I'm the mule in the Kentucky Derby is what I am. If they pick me over Ralph Hacker and Marty Brenneman, they may have made a great mistake. But I was the guy who was available, could get there, and would do it for the price that they were willing to pay, and I wound up getting to do it.
Now, no, that here, that's you, that's not the way it reads. I read it that you beat those guys out. That you, Marty Brenneman, Hall of Famer, Ralph Hacker.
No,
But
Marty's retiring, by the way.
And he's actually coming. The Reds caravan is coming through here Maybe it's been, I don't know.
This is kind of a battleground area. Yeah. The Reds and the Braves probably, and the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals. Yeah, that way. Cardinals. And I can stomach the Braves. Cincinnati and St. Louis, they might as well be in Moscow and Kiev as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I love the Reds. And I mean, you gotta love them the way it's been the last few years.
I love going to games up there, man.
Beautiful.
Once you go there, you stay downtown, you park your car, you never get in the car again.
And it's an educated fan base.
It is. I know. And there's a lot of my best buddies are Reds fans or Cardinals fans, and so we have a big thing. I can actually stomach the Cardinals. Now, I guess we share that, right? I don't have a strong dislike.
Yeah.
Say yes.
My deal with the Cardinals. Is to me the Cardinals always come their fans always come across as like holier than thou.
Oh yeah,
there are the Yankees,
Cardinal
there
way.
Are the Yankees, and there are the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And there's a big step on the ladder to me in the hierarchy of baseball between the Yankees and the Cardinals. But the Cardinals believe they're right up there with the Yankees, and the Yankees have 20 some world championships that they can dispute.
Well,
that
and
with.
I think Cardinals have a dozen.
Yeah, they've got their share, but still, yeah. I mean, the Yankees have.
We've spent way too much time on that. Joe Moorhead, of course, takes over for Dan Mullen. Just talk about working with him.
Well, Joe's a great guy. From Pittsburgh, got a real blue collar attitude. But if this makes sense, he's a guy who's coaching an SEC football team. But when you walk in and talk to him, he's a regular guy. And to me, that's kind of refreshing. Dan Mullen had that quality, at least with me. And you know, it's great because you're getting to see Joe build it his way, and he's reinventing things a little bit with the way his offense works as opposed to how Dan was running the offense. The guy I really enjoy being around, even though he doesn't say a lot, is Bob Shoup. Bob Shoup's our defensive coordinator. Another guy from Pennsylvania, obviously was at Tennessee and at Vanderbilt. And, I mean, had a monster defense this year. And just no nonsense. Goes out there, does his job, coaches guys. Had some experienced guys, too, and two really good guys up front that are going to play in the NFL. And State's probably going to have, you know, a handful of those guys off that defense playing in the NFL. But it was they're great guys, and they're just normal. I mean, Terrell Buckley is our cornerbacks coach. Terrell Buckley's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Just got nominated Hall, and he just walks down the hall every day. And you're sitting here going, man, it's like one of those old This Is Sports Center commercials. I'm walking down a hall with all these people, and it's just like this is hard to wrap your mind around sometimes.
Neil Price, he is the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. You can follow him on Twitter at Hail State Voice, and he is our guest. Let me tell you about Toots one more time. You know, and sometimes, you know, we've already gone through the wing sauces and the wings and everything and all the stuff they've got, but sometimes you just need a burger.
They got them now.
The Toots Burger, certainly that's their iconic one there, the new Avocado Southwest Burger, Black and Blue Burger, Mexican Sombrero Burger, the classic half pounder. Here's two things. One, never frozen, 100% fresh, never frozen. That's, you can see that all the way through the menu, and it is an 8 ounce. It's a real burger, 8 ounce burger, half pound burger with that in as well. Of course, the baskets, chicken finger, catfish, fried oysters, shrimp, clams, frog legs. You ever had their frog legs?
No, I've never had anyone's frog legs.
Well, then I'm not going to ask you the question.
No.
Okay, but I usually right now ask every guest, and we've been doing this show 3+ years, a couple years here, and at a previous landing as well, always ask, you know, what frog legs taste like? And I tell my guest, think this through, because there's the obvious answer and there's the real answer. The obvious answer is
chicken.
Chicken. What's the real answer?
Frog.
Frog legs.
Yeah.
That's what they taste like. Don't taste like frog. They taste like, you don't eat the, you just eat the legs on the frog. I guess you can eat the whole dang thing if you want to. I don't know. Frog legs. I'm getting you some frog legs. Come on, man.
I can't do it.
But Dan in Starkville, I guess you can go out to the there's probably people frog gigging all over the place down there.
Yeah, they got plenty of that now.
Yeah. All right. No frog
legs. I can't do frog legs.
Okay. Well.
Can't get the mental picture out of my mind.
What do you think? You put them in the pan, they start hopping?
No, it's just I know what they were attached to. It's kind of like calamari.
Well, let me ask you.
I can't
you,
eat calamari because I know what calamari looked like before it was calamari.
All right, let me ask you this. You like a rack of ribs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You ever seen a pig? It's not a pretty sight.
No, it's not, but But it tastes good.
You can work your way past that.
Yeah, I can work my way past that.
Toots.com. These are the weirdest Toots commercials ever. Good food and fun. Check them out. More with Neil Price, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, coming up next. Next is the break. I always like that. When we come back, we're not going anywhere. We'll sit here and listen to the commercials with you on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
The Bill King Show.
A man whom the President of the United States once called God's own quarterback.
Alabama back on top of the college football world.
He seems like a nice guy.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Taking shots at the end zone. Touchdown.
You're a brilliant mind, tremendous experience. You're great for the community.
The Bill King Show. On Nashville Sports Radio 560. On 95.9 FM.
One-on-one with Greg Polk, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. Our guest is Neil Price. He is the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs in town to do the Vanderbilt game, 7:30 over there at Memorial Gym tonight. The number 24 ranked Bulldoggies and the quite frankly, a desperate basketball team in the 0-4 Commodores, as Neil mentioned. They've never started league play 0-4. Neil, at Hale State Voice, right? I got that written here somewhere. Ed, I got that right off there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's
right. You spent 12 years in Kentucky.
Yep.
But how did that come about?
So I was at Middle. I was working on my master's. I was a graduate assistant in the athletic department. And I read on a trade website that a guy named Drew Diener, who was doing Kentucky's baseball games at that time, was going to take a job in Louisville working in television. So they were going to need somebody to do the games. So I thought, you know, I could do that. And I applied. Host Communications had the rights to Kentucky at that time, and they were getting ready to expand that package to include baseball and women's basketball. So I applied January of 2005, I guess it was. I drove to Lexington, had a meeting with Steve Angelucci, who was the general manager of the UK property at that time, Mike Dodson, who's still a great friend, who was the producer of the network and was a vice president for broadcast at Host, and others, some university reps. And they said, okay, look, this is just to do baseball, but we're going to add women's basketball. Would you be willing to do that? And I said, I'd be excited to do that. So so we went through the process. I said, well, first they were kind of lukewarm on, did they want to start in the 05 baseball season? They want to delay it to 6. And they eventually decided they want to do it in 5. So I went in 2005. My first baseball game was Kentucky at Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I had done, I think the previous weekend, Middle Tennessee's women played in the Sun Belt Championship against Western at the Super Pit in Denton, Texas. I did that game. Diane Turnham drove me to the airport. We got on a plane. I flew back. Mike Mileta, who was the compliance director at Middle, picked me and a group of others that had come back off the trip, picked us up at the Nashville airport here, drove us back to Murfreesboro. When I got to my apartment in Murfreesboro, all the furniture had been moved out. I had a change of clothes hanging in the closet. I slept on an egg crate, basically, foam crate in the floor that night, rolled it up, put it in the back of the car, drove to Morristown the next day, and then drove to Lexington, and I was on a plane to Birmingham to go and do baseball that weekend. So that didn't allow you to dwell on it very much. Now, it's I'll tell you a funny story about the interview at Kentucky. So I told you earlier, John Ward's the reason I got into broadcasting, right? I heard John Ward, loved John Ward. So I'm sitting in the interview in Lexington. Mike Dodson is the vice president for broadcast at Host at that time. Mike asked me in the interview, who were your influences? And, of course, me, you know, 25-year-old me, 24-year-old me in the interview, says, well, I grew up listening to the best broadcaster ever, John Ward, doing Tennessee games. And Mike leans back and he nods his head. He says, yeah, John was really good. He goes, but our guy was better.
I know where this was headed.
And I looked at Mike and stuck my foot directly in my mouth and said, really, who was your guy?
Oh.
He said, Kaywood Ledford. I said, never heard of him. Because I grew up, there was a station in Middlesboro, Kentucky, that you could pick up in Morristown. Now, my 7th grade world geography teacher, Dave Bennett, God rest his soul, Dave Bennett was a huge Kentucky basketball fan. Knew Dickie Parsons real well. They were fishing buddies. So Mr. Bennett would go up and watch a game all the time. Once a year. He'd go at least once a year. And he was up there when Mashburn, Martinez, all those guys were playing. I remember he got me listening to some of their games. And it was Ralph Hacker and Sam Bowie. I never heard Kaywood Ledford. Kaywood had retired in 2001. Or excuse me, No, that's right, 2001. Right? No. Kaywood died in 2001.
Right.
Kaywood retired in 92. Sorry, get my dates right. So I'm thinking, I don't know who Kaywood Ledford is. The day I got hired, somehow I overcame that gaffe. The day I was hired, there was a stack of CDs in a in-out box downstairs in a broadcast center with my name on. All Kaywood Ledford said, listen and learn. And Kaywood was – John Ward always said that he admired Kaywood. Kaywood and Larry Munson, he admired as contemporaries when he was working. And And I can understand why he and Kaywood were similar, I think, in
See,
a lot of ways.
You know, I'm a Kentucky boy. I grew up on Kaywood.
Yeah.
And John Ward was the antithesis, you know, because of the rivalry and everything. I'm, you know, obviously a Western Kentucky boy when I went to school, but I mean, I grew up listening to Kaywood, Ledford, and everybody in that state. Bob Kessling, is there, how did you were telling me during the break there's a Bob Kessling stuff.
So Bob Kessling is probably. Bob Kessling is probably the person who's had the biggest influence on my career, because from the time I was about 20 years old, he took an interest in me, and he helped me every step of the way. I wouldn't have gotten the job at Kentucky had it not been for Bob Kessling, Glenn Thaxton, Steve Early in Knoxville. I'm convinced of that. And what experience I had at Middle, obviously. Those guys made calls. Their word was good. Their reputation was established, and the people in Lexington knew them and trusted them. But every time that I've had any kind of big professional decision that I've had to make, one of the first calls is always Bob Kessling, always. And I'm so happy for him that he's put a long career together in Knoxville, 20 years now, which is still hard for me to wrap my mind around because it feels like it was yesterday.
And following a legend. Yeah.
And really dealing with a lot of unfair criticism because he's not John Ward. The only reason he gets criticized is because he's not John Ward. He's handled that with a lot of grace, and that's not easy, you know. But, yeah, I think the world of Bob. And when I got the job at State, I don't call him unless it's really important. Usually we communicate through email or text messages, but it's because life, you know, there's a lot going on. But when I got hired at State, I called mom and dad first. Obviously my wife knew, she was there. I called mom and dad, and he was the first person I called after, and I got his answer machine in his office, voicemail. And I said, "Hey, I'm not going to leave you a message telling you this, but I need you to call me back. I got something I need to tell you." And the phone rings like 10 minutes later, and he said, "Is it what I think it is?" And I said, "Yeah, we did it. You know, we did it," because he coached me all the way. And the first thing that he did after I got the job, he said, "Come to Knoxville." He said, "We're going to put some football games up on a monitor in the TV studio downstairs, and we're going to sit there all morning." And he said, "We're going to go through this to make sure that you've got everything you need. You're equipped the best you can be successful doing this." And we sat there and just went through time, score, down, distance. And we did Tennessee football games off a monitor. And he did color with me and kind of helped me get going. So I owe Bob everything. I mean, he's great. If he's one of the four people I could point to and say, these are the four people, if you had a Mount Rushmore, these are the four people that would be on it. He would be right there at the front of the list.
Neil Price, hey, Jonathan, do me also a favor. From that little bit right there, Neil talking about Bob Kessling, if you could email me that as well, because Bob comes up, Bob's an old friend of mine, you know, long before even back when he was doing the women's games up and on TV. But anyway, he comes on with us quite a bit. We'll replay that for him and on the air. We're going to need to get in our last break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Neil Price in just a few.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got tons of headlines this week. The Rolex 24 is on the horizon, and the Daytona 500 is under 40 days away now. Lots of racing coming up soon. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Justin Allgaier, and you're on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at facebook.com/thefinalapp. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
It's 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. Crazy Charlie here, producing on site as usual. Jonathan Najjar back in the studios. And next hour, March Forever will be coming up next. Forever March or March Forever? Forever March. Thank you. I was dyslexic there for a minute. Forever March with Blake Lovell and Zach Williams and Jonathan will be doing that next. And I'm sure they'll probably get around to talk a little bit about the basketball game. Not your call. Neil Price, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, at Hale State voice on Twitter. And dangerous spot against a desperate team tonight for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, State wants to get to 2-2. I mentioned it's the start of a tough stretch for both of these teams. I think Vanderbilt, starting tonight, is playing four straight against teams in the top 25.
Yeah.
And State plays, this is the first of four of the next five on the road. So Vanderbilt tonight, at Kentucky on Tuesday, Auburn at home a week from today, and then at Alabama and at Ole Miss. So pretty tough stretch coming up for State, too. So I'm sure that both coaches are telling their groups that it's all about one game at a time. And, you know, I mean, Vanderbilt was so close. I mean, had it not been for a technical foul. Foul's a five-point swing in that game against South Carolina the other night. They got a chance to get their first win, and they've been in every game I think they've played in the league so far.
Played a good game at Kentucky.
They did.
Led at halftime.
Yeah. And got out of the gates real quick in that game. You know, so and State, like I say, they've been in it. They got to shore some things up on the defensive end, and they've been working on that. But Vandy, you know, Coach Drew wants to play this positionless basketball type deal, and he's got guys now who can probably do it as close as he's been, you know, in the 3 years now he's been there. So there are a lot of mismatch problems and things you got to overcome, but State's got to be better on the defensive end to give itself a chance tonight.
This is your second year, and I know with the SEC schedule the way it is, did the Bulldogs play at Rupp Arena last year?
They did.
Okay.
So that was the only game they played last year. They're going up Tuesday to play a game up there, and then Kentucky's coming back to Starkville in February.
So you've been back to Kentucky to do a game?
Yeah, I've been back for a football game. Yeah. I've been back for a basketball game already, and it gets easier every time you go. The people were great. You know, I mean, I was a professional, so I was there to do a job. But the people are great. A lot of people would come over and shake hands, say hi, and that was very kind of them. You know, and it gets easier every time I think you go back to kind of separate. But there are still moments where you're sitting there and the muscle memory, the mental memory, this is what an out cue is supposed to sound like in this building.
Yeah.
And you catch yourself making sure.
Well, 12 years, I mean.
When I first went to Kentucky, we did a game on New Year's Eve at Wake Forest in Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. And I tossed to a break year number one. And I said, you know, with timeout, Kentucky, whatever, Wake Forest, whatever, back in a moment on the Blue Raider Network. Folks, it happens. Oh, we're human. We're human. It happens.
Neil, thanks for coming by, man. And I'm so happy for your success. And I mean,
that's kind of you. Thank you.
There are 14 voices of SEC schools, and you're one of them. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, living the dream, like I said. And I don't know how we got here, but we're thankful to be here, and hopefully they'll keep us around for a little while.
Well, and then we obviously football and basketball doing down there as well. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, Neil Price, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs at Hale State voice, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Crazy Charlie, thank you, sir. Jonathan Najjar, good job back producing in the studios there where they take over. Blake Lovell, Zach Williams, and Jonathan Najjar coming up next, Forever March. Hey, everybody, have a great rest of your day.